While financial jitters were felt right across Europe Tuesday, European stocks generally posted moderate gains on hopes that central banks will cut interest rates soon. Also improving the mood slightly, a decision by European Union finance ministers to guarantee bank deposits up to $68,000. For the second day in a row, banking stocks in particular faced a rough ride. In Britain, the Royal Bank of Scotland shed over 40% of its value at one stage. At issue were questions over the institution's liquidity and solvency. Britain is typical of European countries facing a tough financial storm. Mark Saunders, the chief UK economist at Citigroup, says the effect of the problem will take time to resolve and it will require a multiple approach.
Getting out of this is going to be a mix of pain in the financial sector, but also a lot of pain in the real economy. That's why the measures to get us out is not just any one single thing. It's a mix of public sector recapitalization of the banks, emergency liquidity support for the banks, and lower interest rates to help the broader economy.
In Iceland, the board of directors of Landsbanki, the country's second largest bank, has been dismissed and the institution placed into receivership. The country is also negotiating a $5.4 billion loan from Russia to shore up the nation's finances as it faces a severe financial crisis. John Danielson from the London School of Economics says the country is facing the toughest financial strain seen in generations.
The Iceland is clearly facing the worst depression since the Great Depression, and things are absolutely catastrophic in Iceland. But the failure is only partly due to the banking system. It's more due to the fact that consumers and companies borrowed in foreign currencies to finance car loans and houses. And when the currency drops 50%, people are finding themselves with 50, 60, 70% negative equity.
Elsewhere, Russia announced an aid package for its own banks amounting to $36.4 billion of new credit. The move has come after Russian stocks suffered their worst pounding ever in trading on Monday. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.